Jay here, and welcome to another Destiny 2 YouTube video. It's been a while since I've done one of these, and so I wanted to try and do one, just for the sake of, you know, trying to put together something that a lot of you guys might enjoy, and some of you guys probably were missing out on, because I've been playing Destiny 2 quite a bit over the past few weeks, and I just realized that after doing my podcast and everything, I never actually got back around to doing one of these episodes for you guys. So today, I have a couple things that I want to do. First off, one of them being Gambit, and the other one is going to be Crucible, and then finally, I want to do at least one strike. If I have to do a couple Crucible matches, I guess that's fine, but I preferably want to do one of each activity so that I can fill this episode up with some awesome entertainment. So if you guys like this content and you guys really enjoy it, please do consider liking and subscribing to the channel, because I really, really, really enjoy doing this for you guys. And I think today, since the weekly rotator has switched out from Iron Banner, I'm gonna start with Control first. And let's see, is Momentum Control back? I might go with Momentum Control later. So I'm gonna catch you guys right on the other side of the break, and once this thing is loaded in, I'm gonna go ahead and start with the match. Ready to go. Welcome to Twilight Gap. I am your host for today's match because, well, Lord Shax is... his voice is entertaining, but I think it's time for me to take over and replace him with my commentary, because that's all you guys are going to be hearing. I'm sorry, but that's all you guys are going to be hearing for the next 10 minutes of this Crucible match. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Buckle your seatbelts, and let's try to win a game.
Hold the zones.
I'm going to go right. Let's see. Probably going to be a couple that pop up over B. Let's see if I can get a little bit of a good view. Crap. I saw one. Dang. Danger close, people. Danger close. Oh, we got hit. Well, someone got hit.
Zone B captured. Zone advantage is yours.
Watch out beneath you. Bro, dang. What the heck? My god. This guy is, what's his username? That's actually a pretty good shot, though. Not gonna lie. It's a pretty good shot. I didn't grab that special in time. For those who don't know, I like to have fun. I like to be very, you know, kinda dark. Oh, that's a clean headshot! What the heck was that? That was a clean headshot.
What's that?
Dang. I did great. Excuse me. Appreciate it. That's nice. Bet. That's cool. For those, okay. You know what? I think I'm gonna try something a little bit more different. I think I'm going to try and swap out, run a sweet business, and run a sidearm. Let's see if that changes the game any. Watch out in the corner. He's so low, and he has a rift in the corner. Okay. Bro, what the heck?
Zone C,
I have to say, for you guys, like, quite a lot of the shots that I'm getting are not getting off in time, or people are just beating me to it. Like, I swear. I swear if you do this to me.
Zone C captured. You have zone advantage.
I'm gonna die. Bro, what the heck? Oh! Oh my! just my luck. Okay. No problem. Reset. Refocus. Regroup.
Zone B lost.
It'll be okay. Come on up here.
Your enemy has a power play.
Finally got one.
Zone B
cool.
Captured.
I need some special.
Zone A captured.
I need
zone
special.
Advantage is yours.
I need special people. Oh crap, I'm dying. I'm gonna die. Yep, I'm gonna die.
Zone A lost.
Left side, dude, left side. Nice. That's cool though. Are you grabbing heavy? Yep, he is.
Zone B.
Better go
lost.
Get it.
Power play. Enemy.
Crap, we're not gonna get it in time.
Zone A captured.
Thanks a lot. Now I missed my chance to get heavy. I gotta run over here now. That's just great. I hate when that happens. Bro, who the heck? Thanks. Bro, shoot his high tail out of here. What in the world? Bro. Like, what is you doing, dude? What are you doing? One job. One. And there he goes, over the top.
Has
okay, they have a power play. Lovely. That was good.
Zone
bad
B
idea. Bad
captured.
Idea. Bad idea. Bad idea.
Zone
bad
C
idea.
Captured. You have zone advantage. Only 5 minutes left. Down. Strength in numbers, nice. Guardian. Excellent.
Grabbing heavy. Nice. Need a specialist in the corner. Don't freeze. Ooh, that was close. Oh man, a bubble? Come on, really? I should not have gone upstairs. But
zone B lost.
Nice. That's actually pretty good. Okay. That worked out. Great. So you got one coming over the middle. Okay, there he is. One up top on the one top of the corner. One up top of the corner. Thanks a lot. Just out of curiosity, quick poll for you guys. How are we winning with only 5 players? Oh dang, you're going to play three.
No seed lost. Your enemy has a power play. Keep it up, and victory is yours. Zone A captured.
And we won.
Zone
that game.
Captured. Zone advantage is yours. Victory is all I ask. Good.
Sweet. Wow. Zone's my control. First match on
Target's
on a
eliminated.
Video,
nice
and I actually won for once. Nice. That was not supposed to happen in a million years. But I did get a 1.6 though. So here, let's do this. So after the break, I'm going to come back and I'll have a Gambit match for you guys. And then after that, I will come back and I will have a strike. Hopefully for the strike, it's a full group. But something tells me that they're not going to be in chat, I guess. Yeah, probably not. But I'll catch you guys on the other side of this break. Okay, welcome back, and 6 out of 8 for Gambit. So while I'm on the Gambit note, you know what, let me dive into something really quickly, because there's also something else that I've been wanting to share. So for those who don't know, I have my podcast, and it's been really good so far. So I'm going to launch a poll on Twitter today, or maybe tomorrow, depends on when this video goes out. And I want to know your thoughts on whether or not I should keep going with my Destiny 2 series, or whether or not I should stop doing it and move on to something else altogether. Because I have a lot of series on my YouTube channel, and I kind of want to cut down on some. I need to know where to cut. And also, I love your guys' feedback, because it helps me to shape the future of not just my podcast, but my channel too. And I love giving people a voice in my content and a say in what we do, because we meaning us, because you guys are an integral part of this, and it would not be possible without you guys. So I'm really appreciative of that, so thank you. And here go, the Gambit match is about to start, but I'm gonna go ahead and work on that poll while this is loading up. And yeah, so on the other side of this hyperspace loop, which, hold on, because it is about 4:47 I'm recording this, so yeah. Let's see what we're up against first off. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna hold on that, because I don't know who's on whose team, and this is a PvE PvP cross. Okay.
Alright,
so
alright.
Other than that, yeah.
Let's see what we've got.
Hi.
Six on the field.
Dang it! I always get it freaking wrong.
If the Vex can time travel, maybe they've already won.
I got some new emotes too.
Down to one last city.
Yeah, I'm investigating. Yeah, because I'm Sherlock Holmes. Even though I'm technically can't be Sherlock Holmes, because I do not even look anywhere close to Sherlock Holmes. Let me stop. Got it. Man, guys picking up all my notes. Okay. Hold on, let me get some heavy, just in case. Let me get the good old brick. Let's see here. I got a Vex going across over here. Headshot. Nice. Pick it up. Got it. Got that one. Hobgoblin. Shot. Flip. Nice. Okay. I think we have enough for a certain amount of Nice. Oh, no, don't blow up on me. Oh, whew. I blew up on my teammate. I'm so sorry, teammate. I would get your revive, but I'm more concerned about getting these motes banked because we have enough to get an invasion portal after I deposit, and then we are going to set. Because I'm going through, and when I go through, I am going to obliterate. Hopefully, my rocket shot is not a brick. I know what their strategy is going to be, and it's going to be to bank all of those at once and then drain all our motes at once. And we're already ahead of them, and there goes a large block right now. That one. There we go. All set. Another large blocker. Another rocket. Got him out. Nice. Go ahead and bank, and we got an invasion portal. Here we go. See if I can get a sniper shot on him.
Take out those guardians.
Dang.
Value target destroyed. 10 seconds left.
I can't shoot from here. What the heck? I cannot shoot. Yeah, I can't shoot from here. That guy's got me pinned with the scout rifle. That didn't help. I should have gotten heavy because I could have just rocketed that guy. That was on me. I kind of messed that one up, you guys. I really did mess that one up. Dang. Already? The heck? Come on, hurry up and melt them. Hurry up and melt them. They're about to invade. Hurry up and melt them. Let's go. Put it in. Nice. I'm waiting on the invasion portal. Stand and by. Dang! Already? What the heck?
You'll bleed most, brother! Whack the blockers!
Now they're invading. That's their strategy. They wanna wait for that to happen before they do that. Do anything about it. Go ahead and bang. Oh crap, it's right there. Come on, run this way. Dang, I didn't even have any moats, so it's not like it really mattered a whole lot. I didn't even have any moats. He's gonna be out of the field in just a couple seconds anyway. Yep, there he goes. He's off the field. And we are good because they don't have it because they are about to get another. They have another major portal. Great.
Your enemy called up a primeval. They kill it.
Already? My God.
They're
quick.
Nearly there. Fill the bank. Get that primeval up. Portals.
All right, here we go. Go.
Incoming at the
coast. I'm going through.
Portals ready. Grab your.
Pop my super as I go through.
Embrace the darkness. Take out those guardians.
Surprise! Surprise, people!
That's two.
Dang! That's rough. Come on, guys, melt them. Gotta try and help them, and they're not doing a very good job.
Convoys, eight. Now devour that primeval.
We got him. We need some supers. Kevin's gonna die. I'm gonna die. There was Glacial Plate. Yeah, dude, kill him. Nice. We're doing awesome. I'm recording. Sorry. I'm going through.
This is
a good
the
shot.
Revel in this.
Where'd they go? In the back.
Guardian's down.
Oh, got him! Let's go! That helped. He's behind me. Right now. He's not behind me.
10 seconds.
Dang.
Back.
My God, what the heck?
You'll get him next time.
How do you get that many kills that fast? Oh, dang it. We need an invasion portal quickly, and this thing is on a timer, so it's not helping us. seriously? Alright, I'm going through.
The enemy team's about to win this. Get moving. You're invading.
Dang it.
Mega mess.
Dang it! I only have 1 second.
OG team killed their prime mover.
That invasion portal's on a timer. They need to adjust that. That invasion portal's randomized is it's not random. For those who are wondering about Gambit, it's not randomized. So the way it works is that from what I've observed is that when you're at a certain health bar level, you get one. When yours is gone and they get to a certain health bar level, they get one. When your envoys are defeated, you also get one. And when they summon a primeval for the first time and you don't have one, you get one automatically. So it's not totally randomized. There is an algorithm to it, but it's a very complicated algorithm that some people don't know and understand about the game because they don't pay attention to that. But I pay attention to it. That is technically the order in which it's supposed to be received, though that's not usually how it's done and not how it's conveyed. But, you know, most people don't tell you that stuff. They don't tell you that stuff, people. But I'll be back for the strike. And then I'll wrap up this. We are currently and actively in the strike right now. I tried to record the strike earlier, and I ended up running into a little bit of an issue regarding having to leave in the middle of the recording and not being able to finish it right away. So at least I'm able to get the strike done now. But all that aside, let's go ahead and catch up with my team first off, because they are way up here. And I don't know what strike this is, because I didn't play through all of my calls, just the little bit that I was able to get through. So, pretty sure this is a Lightfall strike, though.
The Shadow Legion are forcing Taken into
and
that
we're at the boss fight, so...
The Vex Net uses similar gateways as the Cloud Arc.
You know what? I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna let you guys hear the audio for this. You guys really do deserve to hear this.
Taken of the Legends. Especially under the witness's control. We need to get in there and stop them. Those Taken and remove them from the system.
Hey, Guardian? I'm not sure just how much damage these Taken can do, but hopefully we can beat them to the punch. The Cloud Arc is built on the energy field produced by the Veil. It's resilient, but not impenetrable. A back door wouldn't be impossible. Maybe getting rid of whatever is at the center of this will also help our Vex problem. Maybe.
Destroy these blights. We can't let more of them form. This is the access point. Let's get rid of that Taken before it opens a path into the Cloud Arc.
And now that's how you do a strike.
We're back in business.
Well,
defenses are back
sort
up.
Of.
The Taken are cleared out.
Yeah, that's definitely how you do a strike. Definitely. Alright, anyways, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this very short episode of Destiny 2. Thank you guys for joining me. If you have liked this content, please do like, share, and subscribe. Thank you guys, and I'll catch you guys in the next video.